You sing Waymaker,
Waymaker.
worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Sing with me. You are here touching. You are here.
He's gonna pull clear! Let's all sing together, O come, O come. O come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until
thank you. Glorified, Father, be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple. Be glorified, Lord. Mandabo sheke de bro santarabakaye. Father, we thank you that you daily transforming us into the image of your Son. We thank you, Lord, that you've not given up on us. But with a sure hand, you are molding us in the image of your dear Son. And Lord, oh God, today, we thank you, Father, that you are making something wonderful out of your people. Thank you for your cleansing precious blood. Thank you, Lord, for your grace sufficient. Thank you, Lord, that you are touching our spirits, our souls, our bodies, and you are doing a new thing. Lord, we give you praise. That every inflammation in the bodies of your people that we want to cause them to be sick is eradicated this very moment. Blood pressures are normalized in the proper order. Cancerous cells destroyed by the authority of your word. The sight of your people, their hearing, restored, O God, for your glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, O God, that everything about your people is brought to order. We bring everything into alignment this very moment. Flexibility in the joints. Cartilages restored. In the name of Jesus. Bones made stronger. In the name of Jesus. Every organ functioning perfectly. In the mighty name of Jesus. All nerves operating as they should to your glory, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Skin tone, O God, in proper order. Muscular tones, O God, in proper order. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your word. We give you praise. Be glorified, Father. Be glorified. Touch the head of your people, their hair. Lord, O God, everything, O God, about your children from the crown of their heads to the very soles of their feet. We declare, O God, that they are in proper order this very moment. For in this temple, you will abide. And Lord, where you are, sickness cannot be. Therefore, this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, Satan, you are rebuked, for Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if you know this song. It's an old Ron Canole song, Be Glorified. Be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified. Okay, some of you know it. Sing it confidently. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. Yes. Be glorified. Be glorified in the heavens.
Be glorified.
Be glorified in the earth.
Be glorified in the earth.
Be glorified in this temple.
Be glorified in this temple.
You are Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Be thou glorified.
What is his name? Enter he His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord God has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Will enter His court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord God has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. 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 I will rejoice for He has made me glad. Rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Thank you, Lord. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God unto Thee. How great Thou art. How great Thou art. We bless You, Lord, that all that is within us bless Your holy name. Thank You, Jesus. Exalt the Lord, magnify Him. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee.
How great Thou art,
how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee.
How great Thou art,
how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee. You're my healer.
How great Thou art,
my Redeemer.
How great Thou art.
Then sings my soul.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to Thee.
My Deliverer.
How great Thou art.
One more time.
How great Thou art. How great Thou art.
Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. You may be seated. I'll thank God for every one of you. I want you to know that you are in an atmosphere where miracles will take place. That God is with you and God is for you. That's why He sent His only begotten Son. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May God's healing power flow through your body, your knees. Katabo shandere kasoltene makaya. His grace is sufficient. Father, thank you, Lord, that cataracts are melting off. They will not form. In the name of Jesus. You are the God who restores our souls. And we bless your holy name. Be God in the lives of your people. Touch their pocketbooks. Heal their finances. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. This time Mama is going to come. It's going to lead us in our time of prayer and intercession and give us a word. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. All right, those of you sitting, you can get involved in prayer time. Stretch your hands to our beautiful children as we pray and give God praise. We declare His Lordship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for another great day that you have made, a day to rejoice and be glad in it. We give you praise. Somebody say, I'm glad. So we thank you for a glad day, a joyful day, a peaceful day. Thank you, Lord, for all our biological children, all our spiritual children, all our extended families, partners, and children that are standing here now, and those hearing the sound of my voice. Everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, and those walking every decade of life, we lift everyone before you. Father, remember your people. Touch them. May they know you, walk with you, love you and serve you. Be goodly children. Be people of obedience to God. They obey your voice and walk with you. Father, we thank you that you've already made provision for us. For the time you've given to us on earth, you have provided more than enough. We receive that more than enough. We receive divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, divine joy, and all the equipments that we need to function successfully and faithfully unto you. We receive it all in Jesus' name. Thank you for victory upon victory. Thank you for our time today. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen. Okay, amen. Bless you, children. See you later. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, you are welcome in the service this morning. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, in all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you into our lives, into this ministry, into our homes, our churches, our businesses, upon our lives. Be glorified and magnified in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, turn your Bible this morning. Our scripture reading is very short, so you have to be quick about it. Psalm 134. So, praise the Lord. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord. Say, I will bless the Lord. Are you the servants of the Lord? So say, bless the Lord. Say, I bless the Lord. Okay, it says by night. So day and night, bless the Lord. How many of you know there is no night in God? God himself have no night. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is light, so it's perpetually day. Say amen. Day and night is just for us. So anytime, bless the Lord. Somebody say, I bless the Lord. Somebody say, I bless the Lord. Well, the ones that are blessing the Lord are the ones that are going to receive the blessings of the Lord. Somebody say, I receive. Verse 2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Are there people in the sanctuary this morning? Say, lift your hands. So now you see why we lift hands when we are in the house of God. Just give him a wave offering. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Say, bless the Lord when you are doing it. Say, lift your hands and bless the Lord. You're not just lifting it, you are blessing him. As you are blessing him, guess what? Something's coming into your hand also. Hallelujah. So I see some people, two hands are up, some people, one hand. I'm holding the mic, so my two hands, praise the Lord. Say, bless the Lord. So a lot of people are going to carry good things home today. You're going to carry divine health, divine wealth, divine blessings. I bless the Lord. How many of you know you cannot outgive God? Nobody can outgive him. Hallelujah. Look at how many children he has in the world. Now the world, how many billions are we now? 8. I'm sure by very soon it's going to be 9. I'm sure we are more than that because those census people, they don't go to the villages. There are places that I don't know how people inhabit those places. There are mountains that you don't know how people get in there, but people are living there. And they just like themselves there. Nobody's counting them, but God knows them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Even in the desert, people are living there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't know which desert. Well, like Namibia, most of it is desert, but it's so beautiful. Praise the Lord. People are living there. They just make their house to fit the environment. And then the next thing you see somebody coming and you go, huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shall bless the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord, verse 3, the Lord made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. The one who made heaven and earth is going to bless you out of Zion. Hallelujah. Well, Zion is a specific place. The mountains of Zion, they are in the nation of Israel. And God say, he will bless you out of Zion. Hallelujah. That's why I told you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem will be blessed. Hallelujah. Did you pray for the peace of Jerusalem this morning? If you don't have that habit, add it to your prayer. Praise the Lord. Say, the Lord will bless me and my family. The one who made heaven and earth out of Zion. I receive this blessing. Amen. All right, that's our scripture this morning. So it's very short, 3 of them. So, and they are powerful. So it's all about blessing the Lord. As you bless him, it comes down. Let us rise and pray. Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify your holy name. You lift up your own voice and bless him. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lord, we bless your holy name. You are wonderful. You are glorious. You are magnificent. You are powerful. You are mighty. Hallelujah. Lord, you who made the heavens and the earth, we bless your holy name. Can you open up your voice and bless the Lord? Open your own mouth. Stop waiting for somebody to bless you. You bless the Lord. As you bless him, he will inhabit you. May the Lord inhabit those who bless him this morning. Father, we bless you. You are wonderful. You've given us life, and you've given us life abundantly. None of us can make our eyes to see, but you've created our eyes to see. None of us can make our ears to hear, but you've given us ears that hear. Father, we bless your holy name. None of us can make anything in our system to function, but you have commanded them to function. Father, we bless your holy name. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. None of us can manufacture hair to come out of our head, but you cause them to grow all by themselves, by your own timing. Oh, we bless your holy name. None of us can create our own bones, but you have created bones to give us a skeletal structure that we can move around. Oh, we bless your holy name. We bless the Lord. Can you bless the Lord this morning? None of us can go to sleep and wake up just like that. But you've created timing within us and say, time to get up, and the system wakes up. Father, we give you praise. When we go to sleep, we could have gone to the place of death and never come back. But you do wake us up daily. Father, we bless your holy name. Do you have any reason to bless the Lord this morning? Or your blessing is about car and house and chicken and beef and steak? Is that what you call blessing? God does not eat those things. So those are just ordinary things. But he eats your praise. Can you praise him and be thankful? Can you be thankful to God this morning? Say, I'm thankful, Lord. I am thankful, Lord. I am thankful, Lord. I'm thankful, Lord, that I'm not crawling on all four this morning. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. You know, Nebuchadnezzar thought he was all that until he began to crawl on all four. May you begin to praise him so that you don't go on all four. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We are not moved by things. Things are not the answer, but Jesus, you are the answer. Our trust is in you. We thank you, God, that you are our rock. You are our shelter. You are our provider. You are our shield and our buckler. We give you praise. It is well with us and our household, and it's well with this ministry. Well with everyone. It is well with our health. Somebody say, it is well with me and my household. It is well in my city, in this nation. It is well in this church. It is well in my household. To God be all the glory. Father, we now pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace to Zion. Out of Zion you will bless. Lord, upon Mount Zion shall it be seen. Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, remember your everlasting covenant you have made. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces, peace to all the nations, peace to the nation of Israel. And out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing for Israel, for Canada, Nigeria, United States of America. We receive it, O God, for Senegal. We receive it, O God, for even Pakistan. We receive it for India in the name of Jesus. Father, we receive your peace. Peace, peace, peace. And we receive your favor, Lord, upon all the islands of the sea and all the people where somebody's calling upon the name of the Lord. Today, hear their cry and answer them speedily. We receive your plenteous mercy and your plenteous truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask now, O God, that more people be saved, that everyone who does not know Jesus will begin to call upon you and they shall be saved. Call upon the Lord and you shall be saved. Father, put your word in their mouth that they will call upon you. In the name of Jesus, send them helpers. Send them someone who will speak life into them, who will speak the word of the Lord to them, and they will surrender to you, Lord. Fill every seed in this house and give us overflow upon overflow of souls that will come into your kingdom. Father, feed your people. Feed your people. You told Peter, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." So what you qualify as love is talking to people about you. When we feed people the word of God, do you love the Lord this morning, church? If you love the Lord, tell somebody about Jesus. That is what God calls love. Peter, do you love me? And he said, feed my sheep. And the Lord is calling your name this morning. If you love him, feed his sheep. Tell somebody about Jesus. Father, we give you praise that the revival for evangelism and telling somebody about God will rise in this house. In the name of Jesus, that your people will not be dormant, but they will tell somebody about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And they will see your power in their lives.
Yes,
we give you praise. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, ye that sleepeth. Arise from your slumber, and God will give you rest. Give rest to the people who wake up. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm awake. That is the word of the Lord. It says, wake up, ye that sleepeth. Arise from your slumber. Somebody say, I am awake. I've risen from my slumber. Yes, because you can be alive and yet you are just like, yes, going nowhere. Somebody say, I'm going to move in the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, move. You're the master mover. Move, move, move in my life. Move, move me, move me, move me. I can't hear you. Holy Ghost is moving. Time to move you. Move you. And as he moves you, you will see a greater result. Father, be in the service this morning. Heal, restore, and make whole everyone who's sick. Those are at home, those that are here, we declare that you be healed, be restored, be made whole, and be free from every attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for supernatural strength. And let your word come now with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth. Healing and wholeness and deliverance and blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, God bless you. You may be seated. Apostle.
Can you believe it is December already? And in just a few weeks, we will be stepping into a new year. That is grace. Hallelujah. This morning, I want you come to this table. See, God, the psalmist says, prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And he's always done that. God doesn't need to get rid of your enemies to bless you. Sometimes he frustrates the enemy by blessing you in their presence, and they cannot touch you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Someone say, God is on my side. I am blessed and highly favored. Great things are happening in my life. I am unstoppable. Because surely, goodness and mercy are following me everywhere I go, at all times. When I'm awake and when I'm asleep, God is still God. He's keeping me in His loving kindness because He has a plan, a purpose for my life. I have a destiny that is unstoppable in Jesus' mighty name. Do you believe that? Then shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
While December, in real terms, is not when Jesus was born, but we celebrate it on the 25th of December, what we do know for sure is that He was born. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus was born. Jesus came as God promised. Think about that. You know, when you think about it, you know, today people said there was never a nation called Israel. Some people say. And that's why they want to eradicate anything that has to do with Christmas. And anything that has to do with Hanukkah. And anything that has to do with the name Jesus, because if you believe there was a real Jesus, then He was born somewhere. And the place where He was born is in the nation of Israel, in a place called Bethlehem. And if you believe that, then there was an Israel. The attack on the church on this time is to eradicate from the minds of men that there was a personality called Jesus. But it's too late, because He's in my heart. He saved me. He delivered me. He set me free. I'm a new creation because of who He is. Hallelujah. And so are you. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows. And every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen? Amen? But before Jesus came, there were certain things that were in play. And today I want to talk about the preambles. Pre-Jesus coming, certain things happened, and there are lessons to be learned. I wrote a book called Lessons from the Manger. You know, when we celebrate Christmas, we miss a lot of stuff around it. Today, I want to talk about the things in the peripheral, the things around. So let us start from Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. This is how it happened. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. They call it the Immaculate Conception. So before she knew a man, she was pregnant. Pregnant with what? With a child of the Holy Ghost. Interesting. You mean you can be pregnant without natural laws in play? You mean you can experience a breakthrough without natural stuff being part of it? Yes. And that's what God is trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us, listen, everything doesn't happen in the natural realm. When you need a blessing, you don't need to look to a man. Mama read us a passage of scripture today, and it says that the God who created the heavens and the earth will bless you out of Zion. Zion, remarkably, means a parched place. So God says, listen, even from a parched place where there's nothing, I can bless you. Hallelujah. I created the heavens and the earth. Nothing can hinder me. Nothing can stop me from doing what I have decided I am going to do. Hallelujah. You've heard me say it before. Who born monkey? Who are you to stand in the way of God? When God is on the move, you're going to stand in the way? Get out. When God decided that you were going to be saved, no devil in hell could stop it. The devil says, no, I'm going to mess this generation up with drugs and alcohol, with fentanyl. They're going to legalize marijuana and it's going to mess up the minds of the people, and they're not going to get saved. What a lying devil. God can reign through all of the mess, and somebody cries out from the belly of the big fish, help! And they will be spat out. God will release you out of any mess because he is God and he reigns and no devil can stop him. He's made a decision. Mary, you're going to have a child. How is this going to be? My Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that brooded upon the waters that caused God to speak, let there be light. That same God is going to brood over you, and the light of the world shall be found inside of you. Mary, it's a new day. Hallelujah. It says, then Joseph, her husband being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Nice man. Didn't want to shame her. And just wanted to just set her aside. I'm not going to marry you. We're engaged, but this is where the engagement starts because I don't know what happened here. You know, Mary saying, I never messed around. I never cheated on you. Yeah, right. You didn't cheat. You didn't mess around. Didn't I see you, you know, talking with that guy called James the other day? Yeah, I was talking to James. Oh, so is James the father? No, I never did anything with James. Then it must be Robert. No. It must be Jesse. No. Jeremiah. No. I'm telling you the truth. Well, no such thing has ever happened. But this is the message I want you to get here. The Bible says in verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared. Someone said, the angel of the Lord appeared. Unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife. Fear not to take unto you Mary, your wife. In the sight of God, even though they were engaged, God was already calling her his wife. Because God goes to the end. Hallelujah. He says, don't be afraid to take her. She's fine. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. What she has in her is of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. What? Yes. What she's carrying is of the Holy Ghost. But we've not seen anything like this before. God is doing new things. And you cannot define it and limit it based on your past experiences. The things that God is about to bring about in this day and in this time have no historical connection. No tradition that you can tie it to. Because he's doing a new thing. But the thought I want you to embrace right now is that he was trying to make the wrong decision. And the Holy Spirit, God, came to make sure that he doesn't make the wrong decision. Praise God. I want you to hear that in your spirit. That God, as the story of Jesus is being told, is helping a man not to make the wrong decisions. I declare today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you, nor me, no one of us will ever make the wrong decision. That there will be an intervention that will cause you to make the right decision in your life at all times in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Right decisions because of the guidance of God. The Word of God says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways and he will direct thy path. There is a path God wants you to walk in. There is a direction God wants you to go. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will not make wrong decisions, follow wrong pathways, but that you rest in the grace of God, the God who knows your past, your present, and your future, knows every detail about your life, and is steadily guiding you. You know, sometimes when God is trying to guide us, we can be so frustrated because we don't understand. You think this is a door that I should go through, and God says, no, that's not the door. Then it must be this one. No, that's not it. Then it must be that. Then, no, not that. Then it must be that. No, not that. And sometimes the door God shows you that you're supposed to go through looks so lousy look so messed up. And in your own wisdom, you know it can't be that one. It's impossible. God has great things for my life, and it can be through that door. But if you were to just step through that door, you'll find out that God has been hiding something unique and something special just for you. When you step through, you will say, huh? Oh my God, how? You know, the door that leads to a big house is always small. No door is as big as the building. The thing that is going to get you into your greater place may look so small, but it's bringing you into an expanse. Somebody listening? Decisions must never be made based on what you see in the natural. This is what I see. This is what I see. This is what I see. But what the question is, what does God see? What does God intend? Father, I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you. When I'm weak, when I'm incapable of making clear decisions, even when I'm asleep, find a way to reach me and help me. And so it was with Joseph. God reached him while he was asleep in a dream. In Matthew 1, and 21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son. This woman that you're trying to put aside, she is a vessel that is going to be used to bring forth a son. And you're going to call his name Jesus. You're going to call his name Yeshua, Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. Hold it. Mary, you are the sinner. You are pregnant. Without me, your husband. Huh? You're the sinner. Isn't it amazing that the one that's been accused of being a sinner is the one that's busy being the one that God is going to use to bring forth salvation to sinners? Sometimes our mindset is so warped that we don't see the beauty of the glory of God. You see, that diamond came from the family of coal. And you don't see it. That oyster is being irritated by a grain of sand. It did not see the pearl. Sometimes what you are complaining about is what God is using to manifest a blessing in your life. Stop the complaining. Stop the complaining. And listen. Just maybe God is doing something that you don't see. His timing sometimes is so messed up in our natural mind. Too many times we're so rushed in our thinking that we lose sight of what God wants to do. On the other hand, sometimes we are such in a state of slumber and sleep that we don't tap into the grace that God has for us. The Bible says in Matthew 1 and verse 24, it says, then Joseph being, and I like that, tense, present tense continues. Then Joseph being, present tense continues. So he was being raised and he's consistently being raised. Are you with me? From sleep, did as the angel of the Lord. Being raised, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. Obedience. And took unto him his wife. He obeyed. Someone say obedience. You are not able to obey if you are still sleeping. Come on. As long as you stay sleeping, you will not be able to be obedient. God may reach you in your state of sleep, but you got to wake up. And when you wake up, obey the instruction that you were given. The problem many times is this, that many of us stay sleeping, or when we wake up, we decide to disobey the instruction. The Word of God says in Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18 and 19, makes a remarkable statement in Isaiah 1, 18. The Word of God says, come, let us reason together. That's remarkable. For you to be able to reason together with God means that God has elevated you. Because I cannot reason together with my cat. Hello? Doggy, doggy, let's reason together. What shall we eat today? It's not going to happen. You have to experience elevation. So when God says, come, let us reason together, God is saying, I want to talk to you like an equal. I want to talk to you like somebody who understands. I want to talk to you like somebody who's got noodles in between his ears. I want to talk to you like you have some sense. And the reason I want to talk to you because like you have some sense is because I put good sense inside of you. You are smart, therefore let smart folks talk. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come, let us reason together, said the Lord. He says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Now, the reasoning of God in our natural mind is so flawed. But it's us that are flawed in our thinking. Look at him. Look at what God is saying. Though your sins be as scarlet, they, referencing the sin, shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool, white as wool. What is he saying? God is saying, you know that bad stuff that you've been doing? I'm going to turn it around, and I'm going to make it good. I'm going to bring goodness out of this mess. So why do you spend your time beating yourself down so much that you are not able to wake up? When God says, that bad thing that happened in your life, I'm going to cause it to work together for your good, because I have called you according to my purpose. Stop beating yourself up. Wake up. You are not that. Hello? You are not that. I'm separating you from that sin. But at the same time, I am turning that thing around so that you, who used to be a drug addict, now you're a drug deliverer. You are delivering those that are drug addicted because you understand their language. You came out of this street, you understand street language. Now you can bamboozle the devil. Hallelujah. You know, Pharaoh is not going to let you go. And the reason he's not going to let you go is because I want to beat that devil out of Pharaoh. I'm going to hit on every plague, every god or goddess that they have until I clean that place up. And then I'm going to bring you out. God, why am I still here? Because I still have some things to do. There's something I'm working on. But the reason I brought you to this verse is not because of verse 18, but because of verse 19. Where the word of God says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Say it with me. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Personalize it. If I am willing and obedient, I will eat the good of the land. When Joseph was raised up, he followed and obeyed the instruction. Don't put your wife aside. She's carrying a special child. And his name is going to be Jesus, Yeshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. The word of God says, watch this, Ephesians 5 and verse 14. It says, wherefore he said, God says, awake. Did Mama read us that? While she was praying, she prayed it, didn't she? She doesn't know what I'm preaching about. But when the Spirit of God is operating, everything lines up. Amen? It says, awake, thou that sleepest. Stop sleeping. Wake up. Wake up to do what? To obey the instruction of the Lord. Because if you rebel, verse 20 of Isaiah 1 says, you perish. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Wake up. You're in a situation where everything is so fuzzy. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to handle this situation. God says, your problem is you're still sleeping. But I was sleeping, that's when you sent the angel to speak to me. Yes. Faith without works is dead. So many of us have received an instruction from the Lord. But when we woke up, we did not continue with the instruction and obey the instruction. And God says, break away from that. Awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ, the anointed one, will give you light. Light for what? Light so that you don't stumble. Light so that you see clearly what it is that you need to do. When we receive the light of God, we don't have to knock on the wrong doors. Let me say that again. When you have the light of God, you don't have to date 20 men to find out which one is your husband. When you have the light of God, you don't have to bid on every contract and waste your pen and your time. When you have the light of God, you don't have to tug on every fruit because you know which one belongs to you and it will drop. That does not mean that you don't fight for certain things. It simply means that when you have the light of God, you are able to make the right decisions. You know what door you need to knock at, and when you get to that door and the door is not opening, you keep on banging at it. And if it will not open, you kick it open. Because you know that's the door. That's where I'm supposed to be. You know that you know that you know that you know that you know. There's no second guessing. When you are awake and you are willing to obey the instruction of the Lord, the light of God, Christ shall give you light. What is this light? It is the Word of God. The entrance of the Word of God brings enlightenment. One word from God. And you know where you're supposed to be. You're not floundering all over the place. You're not double-minded about anything. You are laser-focused. You're awake and you're obeying the instruction. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. It says, the fool who says in his heart, there is no God. And when you're not walking in faith, you are acting like there is no God. But when you are walking in the light of God, you work with the wisdom of God. And then what happens? You begin to redeem the times. Someone say, redeeming the times. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And if there is a time that we need to begin to redeem time, it is now. The time is short, and you and I cannot afford to waste time knocking at the wrong door. Wasting time with this person when you should be spending time with this person. And not feeling bad about it. Because you are not sent to everybody. You sent to somebody. Hello? I've been going to a particular nation now for 3 years. We've been ministering to that nation every month, once or twice. We've done virtual crusades to that nation. We've been there in person to that nation. And it's the one nation that has been a challenge to get into. Would you believe that I applied for a visa to that nation and 6 months later, no, 4 months later, I've not received a response from it yet? The devil's a liar. But I know I am sent to that nation. So my eyes is not in every nation. For the timing of the Lord is, I want you to focus on this place. So I focus there. We invest into that nation. We sow into it. We set in captives free from slavery in that nation. Everything we're doing, we focus on that nation because that is the focus right now. That doesn't mean I don't go everywhere or other place. But from that one focus, we're reaching 182 nations from one spot. This is where I want you to stand. Stand here. Blow the trumpet from here. Who's going to hear it? I told you there were going to be shut doors and open doors, didn't I tell you? And you're going to reach Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus in ways that you've not reached them before. Then COVID came. But did God fulfill his promise? Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember we did one broadcast one time in a 30-minute program, 28,000 plus people called in to give their lives to the Lord. I mean, one spot. Awake, redeem the times. I'm not supposed to be everywhere. But wherever I'm supposed to be, I need to be there, and I need to capture every moment of that moment for his glory. Hallelujah. Because there are certain things that you might not be able to do at particular times. Do you know that persecution is coming? Do you know that the days are going to come when you are not going to be able to gather in one spot? That day is coming? Do you know that you need to see many saved now so that more are in the kingdom of God, are made aware of the things of God? Do you know that we need to get the word of God to people everywhere through every platform available? I remember the time, about going to about 40 years now, the Lord spoke to me, said, son, The day is coming that you're going to be in one spot, but you're going to be in so many other spots at the same time. I said, Lord, on television? I said, no, not on television. This was the internet. I said, how? How is that going to happen? And what do you mean I'm going to be here and be there? He said, people are going to see you over there like you are there. I said, how? He said, holograms. I said, hologram? What's that? So I went to look for the dictionary to find out what a hologram was. And guess what? That day has already come. The day is here that we can be here and we can be in Lagos, Nigeria. Be here and be in Sydney, Australia. Be here and be in New York, and people will be looking at me as if I was physically there and they can come and grab me. But when he's there, but he's not there. Because the flat screen is too dimensional. But we serve a God who wants to reach people with every sense possible. And the times need to be redeemed. God wants you to be part of the redemption process. Mama said, God, give us that grace to evangelize. Well, that's part of redeeming the time. You're waiting for Jesus to come. Well, it's not going to come if people are not hearing the gospel. You want to hurry here? Then go preach the gospel. Redeem the time. Redeem the time. Tell somebody about the love of God. Recognize that every moment that you have is a time focused on blessing the name of the Lord. Amen? Wake up. In Luke 1, chapter 12. Luke chapter 1, rather, verse 12. I want you to see something real quickly. I'm going to start reading from verse 12. It says, and when Zechariah saw him, this is Zechariah behind his servant. He's serving as a priest, and he's behind the veil. And an angel comes to him and begins to pronounce about certain things that were going to happen. He says, when Zechariah saw him, meaning the angel, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. I want you to notice the statement. For thy what? For thy prayer is heard. Thy what? Thy prayer is heard. What prayer, Lord? Thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. You mean this old man, Zechariah, was still praying to have a child? I want you to get that. Don't go past that point. Zechariah is an old man. The wife is an old woman. She is barren, but he is still praying. You shall reap if you faint not. Oh, Pastor, I've been praying about this for 2 years now. Zechariah was praying for more than 2 years. I've been praying about this for 10 years now. He's been praying for more than 10 years. I've been praying about this for 30 years. If it's going to happen, it should have happened by now. The guy didn't care. He was still praying. Praying what? Praying that he will have a child. And God met a man who did not stop believing that God could, because he knew he was a son of Abraham. If God did it for Abraham, God will do it for me. I'm praying. If God did it for Sarah, he's going to do it for me. He's not a respecter of persons. So pray until you receive it. Push. Your prayer is answered. You're going to have a son, and his name is going to be called John. Oh, that's radical. But it's a word of God says, and thou shalt have joy and gladness. You know, all this miserable look that you have is going to be wiped off. You're going to be filled with joy and gladness. And many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. How is that going to happen, Lord? If I'm going to have this happy hour, there's got to be some booze involved. And God said, no, no booze. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Watch that statement. He shall be what? Filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Look at this, look at this, look at this. The Bible says, and I will not be able to get that far this morning, the Bible says that when Mary came to see Elizabeth, Mary was filled with the Holy Ghost. Huh? But the word of God says he's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, even in his mother's womb. What is that? That is God saying, listen, when I bless you, everything that concerns you gets blessed. Oh, come on, come on. Help me, somebody. If I bless you, your family gets blessed. When I bless you, your business gets blessed. When the filling of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, what's inside of you gets blessed. Watch this, watch this. The Word of God says, he, John, is going to be filled with the Holy Ghost even in his mother's womb. So why did Elizabeth get the Holy Spirit? Because of John that was inside of him. So because of what is inside of you that you don't see, I'm going to bless you. Oh, come on. Somebody help me here. Because of the destiny that you're carrying, I'm going to bless you. I'm too old. Doesn't matter. You're carrying something. And because of what you are carrying, blessing is coming on you. The Holy Spirit is coming upon you because of your destiny and because of other people's destinies. Come on, hear me. Because of other people's destinies, God will bless you. You are being blessed not because of just you, but because of the people around you that need to be blessed. But if you don't wake up, hello, if you don't wake up, you cannot be the conduit of blessing. If you don't want to be wet, don't get connected to the plumbing system. Hello? If you just want to keep the water to yourself, it's going to stink. You are meant to be a conduit that releases blessings to others and causes other people to rejoice and celebrate. No orange fruit has ever drunk orange. No orange tree has ever had to drink orange juice. The orange juice is for other people. You are here because of me. I'm here because of you. If you don't get that point, sorry, you're going to live a miserable life. You're all by yourself. You are about other people. He is going to be a blessing. He shall save his people from their sins. It's always about other people. What is your assignment? You got that. You remember, your assignment in life, no matter what you do, is to be a preacher. I was in here the other day with a little one. We're praying for somebody. And this little one began to pray for this other person. And was praying, make this person a preacher. A little kid. I said, what did she just pray? Praying for somebody else. Make them a preacher. I say, huh? Oh, God has an assignment for every one of us. And I want you to embrace your assignment. Because you not embracing your assignment means that somebody else is not going to be fulfilled. So get ripe quick, child of God. Mature. And be a conduit of blessing. That is the answer that God wants to bring in and through you. He was praying, and God answered him and said, his name shall be called John. That was a very unnatural name. Because the name should be Zechariah. He was about to doubt what God wanted to do, and God shut his mouth up. Rise with me. I want you to say with me these words. Anything and anyone that wants to delay, thwart, or destroy God's divine purpose and destiny for my life, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. The first thing out of your mouth henceforth will be that which agrees with the destiny and purpose of God for my life. Amen. Do you receive that? Do you receive it? Do you receive it? Then shout hallelujah to the Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your sons and your daughters, everyone here present. I thank you for the extraordinary things that you're doing in their lives. I pray, O God, that the wisdom of your spirit will rest upon each life now. And that the splendor of your glory be revealed in each one. Be exalted, King of kings and Lord of lords. And let your praise continually be in our mouths. Help us, O God, to walk in obedience. Help us to wake up from slumber. Help us, O God, to be engaged, focused, fulfilling purpose and destiny. Let the words that you have for us take root in our lives, that our lives may be a testimony of your grace, your goodness, your mercy, your steadfast love. Thank you for your loving kindness, and thank you for forgiveness of sins, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will continue with this next time. I'll just be seated for a quick moment. I want to thank God for every one of you. But at the same time, I'd like to give an opportunity to anyone here today who might possibly have not surrendered their lives wholly to God. Somebody that needs to wake up from their slumber and come into agreement with the will of God for their lives and say, God, I want you to come into my life, be my Lord and my Savior. If there's anyone here today that needs to turn their lives over to the living God and experience the love of God, would you just raise your hand and I'll pray with you. Anybody like that? I see a hand over there. Anyone else? Okay. Would you all just join me in repeating these words? Lord Jesus, I give you my life and I receive your life. Thank you, Lord, for this glorious exchange. Because of what you've done, that which I have now received, I declare that you are my Lord and my Savior. And because you're my Lord and my Savior, I am saved from the wrath that will cause destruction. I am delivered by your love. Thank you for that, Father, for saving me. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Let us release unto him with thanksgiving that which God has graced us with. It is the coming to the end of the year. Let us finish this year strong. Amen. Give with expectancy. May God speak over your offering as you release it with thanksgiving. May God be the conduit of healing for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Just come. Just honor God with your giving. Praise the Lord. While you're doing that, those of you, if there's anyone that did not receive the elements for communion, just raise your hand and you'll be served right away. Hallelujah. If you need the communion element, just raise your hand and you'll be served. I think I have one here. We thank God for those that are participating online on Zoom. We'll come to you and say hello to you in a moment. Well, this is the body of the Lord. It is for our healing. It is for resurrection. This body was stricken with many stripes so that we can receive healing for our bodies. The Word of God says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was bestowed upon him. And by the stripes that he bore, we are healed. Let every benefit that God, in his infinite wisdom, elected to bring to pass at this very moment be activated in your life. Amen. As you take and share of this communion now. Amen. Take and eat. In Jesus' name.
Somebody say, I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a covenant child of God.
I'm a covenant child of
God. I receive his covenant.
I receive his covenant.
His covenant is working in my life.
His covenant is working
in my life. He sealed it with the blood of Jesus.
He sealed with the blood of Jesus.
And that blood is speaking great things.
And that blood is speaking great things.
Concerning my life.
Concerning my life.
That I'm the healed of the Lord.
That I'm the healed of the Lord.
Walking in divine health.
Walking in divine health.
That I'm the blessed of the Lord.
That I'm the blessed of the Lord.
Walking in divine blessings.
Walking in divine blessings.
That it is well with me.
It is well with me.
And my household.
And my household.
If you believe this, say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have a testimony.
I have a testimony.
Say it again, I have a testimony.
I have a testimony.
God has turned things around
for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just give me a few more moments to quickly greet those that are on Zoom and those that are maybe visiting this morning. And so let's... Sister Carol,
Hi, Sister
bless
Carol.
You.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.